When I think about the history of the United States, all I can say is praise the Lord.
当我想到美国的历史的时候，我能所说的就是赞美主。
My mother was quite a history student.
我妈妈是一个历史的，学历史的。
She's gone to be with Jesus.
她已经与主耶稣同在了。
But she left me this book.
但是她给我留下这本书。
The Light and the Glory.
光与荣耀。这本书的名字叫《光与荣耀》。
It's the spiritual history of America.
它是美国的一个属灵的历史。
It's written by the son of one of our chaplains, Peter Marshall.
它是是我的一个牧师的儿子叫 Peter Marshall 写的。
It's how our country was founded on prayer.
他所写的就是。这个国家是如何建立在祷告，在祷告上建立起来的。
She gave this book to a pastor in Canada.
他把这本书给了加拿大的一位牧师。
And he fell in love with our spiritual heritage.
那这位加拿大牧师就爱上了我们的属灵的这个产业，我们的历史。
So this afternoon, I'd like to share.Some thoughts about the United States.
所以今天下午我愿意跟大家分享我的从美国的历史我所想到的一些属灵的课程。
Many of you know that on the 4th of July,
你们很多人知道七月四号
we declared our independence.
我们宣告了独立，美国的独立。
We had been under the control and rulership of England.
我们曾经是在英国的控制和控制之下。
And one of the slogans at that time was, "We have no king but Jesus."
那时候的美国的早期的移民，他们的一个宣称就是，我们没有国王，耶稣是我们的王。
This all started 100 years before that in the year 1620.
这个是这件事情是发生在100年前，在1620年。
102 pilgrims sailed to America.
有102位清教徒来到美国，坐着船来到美国。
They were 66 days on the sea.
他们在海上经历了66天。
And because there were such violent storms going on,
因为在海上有如此巨大的风暴,
they had to stay below deck all that time.
他们不得不一直都待在船舱里面。
It was a very difficult trip.
那个是一个非常艰难的一个旅行。
They landed in November.Of that year,
他们终于十月份，到达了美国大陆。
They were ordinary people like us.
他们都是和我们一样，都是普通的人。
But they loved God.
但是他们都爱上帝。
The very first thing they did when arriving here,
他们来到美国大陆的要做的第一件事就是。
They fell upon their knees to worship God.
他们跪下来敬拜神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was our beginning.
这是我们的开始。
47 of those 102 pilgrims died the first year.
第一年有47位清教徒在100多位当中有47位去世了。
The winter was severe.
因为冬天极其寒冷
and there was disease and poverty.
而且有疾病还有贫困
so nearly half of them died just the first year.
差不多有一半的人都死了就在第一年就都去世了
100 years later there was a group in England called the Puritans
100年以后有一群人叫做清教徒
This was a sarcastic name that was given to them, Puritan.
其实这个名字是很具有讽刺性的，把他们叫他们叫清教徒。
But they liked it and kept it for themselves.
但是呢，虽然人们称他们清教徒是带有讽刺意义，但是他们却喜欢这个名字。
They saw the need to purify the church.
因为他们认识到有一个需要，就是要这个清洁这个教会。Puritan 的意思就是洁净的意思。
The Church of England had a form of religion.
在英国的这个国教，他们有一个宗教形式。
They had much ritual.
他们非常重视这个礼仪。
And tradition.
重视这个传统。
But not a heart relationship.
但是却不是没有很重视心灵与神相交。
So the Puritans separated themselves.
所以清教徒就与他们分离开来。
They wanted to worship God from the heart.
他们要用心灵来敬拜神。
They had simple gospel preaching.
他们就是简单的有非常简单的单纯的传福音
teaching
教导
and singing
歌唱诗歌
and free praying in the meeting
自由的祷告，在聚会中自由的祷告。
Sounds like us, doesn't it?
就像我们现在这样。
But they were severely persecuted by the church.
但是他们却被教会以极其严厉的迫害着。
The established church wanted to be in control.
因为现有的教会要控制教会。
They were put in prison.
他们被关到监狱里。
Or driven underground.
是他们也被逼迫，以至于他们必须在地下来举行聚会。
This made me think of China.
这让我想起中国的地下的家庭教会。
Where true worship is underground.
真正的敬拜好像是在地下进行的。
And their desire was to worship in spirit and truth.
然而他们却有一个极其的渴慕，就是要在真理和在灵里来敬拜神。
The bishops of the Church of England persuaded the king.To support their plan.
当时的英国的教职人员，他们说服了英国的国王来支持英国现有的教会。
And their plan was to destroy this group of believers.
那他们的计划就是要把这些地下的这些清教徒。他们的信仰要除灭掉。
There were relatively few, just 1,000.
那这些清教徒的人数是相对来讲是比较少的，只有几千个人。
They fled to Holland for refuge.
他们就逃到了荷兰，来躲避这个逼迫。
But they were only able to get minimum wage jobs.Minimum wage, very low class work.
但是呢，他们在荷兰呢，只能去做那些最下贱的，而且工资最少的工作。
Many of them worked 15 to 18 hours a day.
很多人不得不工作十八个小时，每天工作十五到十八个小时。
They had the hardship of poverty.
他们经历了很多的艰难、穷困
，and discouragement，
也非常的受挫折。
Like the children of Israel in Egypt, they longed for freedom。
就如同神在埃及的子民，在出埃及记中，神在埃及的子民那样，他们渴望自由。
They cried unto the Lord。
他们就向神呼求。
They prayed for God's will。
他们祷告，求神的旨意在他们心中显明。
And they heard about the New World, and they sought to come to America.
啊，那他们就听说过这个新世界，于是他们就试图，他们就去要来美国。
Their one desire was to worship God freely.
那他们的一个最重要的一个动机就是他们要自由的能够自由的敬拜神。
And someone said, "Well, do you have a king in America?"
啊，有些人问你们在美国有没有国王呢？
And that's when the common people said, "We have no king but Jesus."
这就是他们的普通，他们当中这些普通人的回答就是：我们没有国王，我们只有耶稣是我们的王。
At the Declaration of Independence, they made this bold statement that all men are created equal.
在独立宣言的这一天，他们做了一个非常，在当时来讲非常大胆的一个宣称，就是所有的人都被上帝创造，都是平等的。
That God had not intended a high class and a low class.
上帝没有创造一些人是高高在上，一些人是在下面，是低层次的人。
But everyone should have an opportunity.
而每一个人应该有同等的机会。
To have liberty.
来寻求自由。
And pursue happiness.
来寻求幸福。
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
这就是生命自由和寻求幸福。
When they broke away from England and declared on July 4th their independence,
当他们从英国的国教分离开来，宣称美国的独立的时候，
Thomas Jefferson prayed over writing our Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson, 他是一个美国国父，他就向上帝祷告，如何写这个美国的这个独立宣言。
Those men like George Washington, our first president.
像乔治华盛顿是美国的第一个总统。
Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin. If we could look in the room where they were putting together this declaration.
如果我们要是看到那个他们存放那个独立宣言的那个房间的话，
We would see these men on their knees.
我们就会看到那些照片和雕像，这些国父他们是跪着，他们是在跪着。
There was disagreement. 13 colonies trying to agree. There was disagreement.
他们也有一些的分歧。
Between 13 of the colonies.
因为当时有13个不同的殖民地。Thank you. 谢谢。
But when they knelt to pray,
但是当他们跪下来祷告的时候，
they finished being united.
他们最后结果就是他们都合一了。
After prayer, they all agreed.
祷告之后，他们都一致的有认同。
And they took this motto, "In God is our trust."
那他们就有了这样一个信念，就是我们信靠上帝。
If you look at our currency,
如果你看到我，如果你拿出我们的一个硬币的话
，You see, in God is our trust.
你们就会看到上面有一个字，就是刻着的，就是我们信靠上帝。
And all during the Revolutionary War,
在美国内战的时候
，The General of the Army, George Washington.
I'm sorry, not 美国内战。在美国独立战争的时候
，It's okay.
Could you repeat the last sentence?
During the Revolutionary War.
在美国独立战争的时候
，When George Washington was the Captain General of the Army.
当 George Washington 是这个海军这个军队的Captain。
General.
是将军，对。
Many times he was seen on his knees.
很多的时候人们看到他是在跪着的。
He knew where his help came from.
他知道他的帮助是从哪里来的。
He's called the father of our country.
他称为我们国家的国父。
He had a mother that prayed for him.
他也有一个常常为他祷告的母亲。
But he prayed himself.
那同时他自己也是一个祷告的人。
He knew if we were to stay as a country, we would need God.
他知道如果我们要在一起，在这个国家能够在一起的话，我们需要上帝。
The United States had a crisis in the 1800s.
美国在1800年的时候，曾经有过一次危机。
The Civil War.
那就是内战，美国内战。
This was the conflict between the North and the South.
这是北方的州跟南方的州之间的一个南北战争，对。
The South had used the black people as their slaves.
在南方的州，他们用黑人作为这个奴隶制度。
The North felt, according to our declaration, that we're all created equal.
北方的州却有认识到我们是平等的。
And slavery should be abolished.
因此奴隶制需要被废除。
This was a great conflict. The country fighting against the country.
这是一个极大的互相之间的极大的征战。
God raised up another president.
于是神就兴起了又一个总统。
Abraham Lincoln.
亚伯拉罕·林肯。
A man of prayer again.
他也是一个祷告的人。
A man who depended on God.
他是一个信靠神的人。
A man who fought.For the freedom of all and to keep the nation united.
他是一个为一切的国家中所有人而征战，但同时又要尽极大努力保持这个国家合一的人。
I'm so grateful for these men of God.
我想到这些伟人，我心里头就充满了感激。
One other thought came to me is how many hundreds.Of missionaries we have sent to other countries, spreading the gospel.
还有一个感激的地方就是我们也向世界差遣了很多很多的传道士。
How many went to China?
有很多人去了中国。
To spread the gospel.
去传福音。
And I know too.That went from the United States to Taiwan.
我就认识有两个从美国去台湾的。
Sister Elizabeth Lindau and Sister Gerda Bacher.
一个是 Sister 伊丽莎白 Lindau, 还有一个是 Bacher.
Bacher.
Yeah.
They worked with Sister Pearl Young by
Rong Yao Shi.
Of course, she was from Canada.
荣教士是 from 从加拿大来的。
But the three worked together.
但他们三个人一起工作。
To spread the light in Taiwan.
把神的光带到台湾。
Amen.
Amen.
But now, where we are today, we need missionaries to the United States.
可是现在呢，我们却需要。外面的其他国家的人来到美国做传教士。
Not very many years ago, there was a decision made that we take the Bible out of the schools.
在几年前，就在美国政府就有了一个决定，是说要把圣经从学校中拿走。
This is a great tragedy.
这是一个极大的悲剧。
Right now.There are those who are attempting to take "In God We Trust" off our currency.
今天甚至有人试图要把在我们的硬币上的那个我们信靠神的那个字也给抹掉。
This is breaks our hearts.
这使我们可以说是极其的伤痛。
How did this happen?
为什么要发？这件事是怎么发生的？
Can we turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26?
让我们翻到历代志后后历代志后书。
Which chapter? 26.
第二十六章。
26. This is a story of King Uzziah, king of Judah.
这是King Uzziah 和也就是犹大的王的一个故事。
He was very gifted.
他是一个非常有天赋的人。
Verse 10 tells us how he built towers. Built towers.
他建造了很多的建筑。
And says he loved husbandry. He was a good farmer.
他也是一个很好的农夫。
He's a husbandman. It means he kept like produce or farm.
他是一个很会管理这个田园的一个人。
He was an engineer too.
而且他是个工程师。
He invented weapons of war.
他发明了这个打仗的一些用具。
Verse 15 says, He made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers upon the bulwarks and shot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. Let's stop there. Verse 15.
Verse, 第十五节说，他在这个耶路撒冷使巧匠做机器，安在城楼的角楼上，又以射箭发石，总之他的名传到远方。
And the last part of that verse says, until he was strong.
然后呢，后面就说，直到他非常强壮，甚是强盛。
Verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction.
但是第十六节马上就说，他既强盛，就心高气傲，以至于行事邪僻，干犯了耶和华他的神，使得他自己趋于毁灭。
The trouble we see in America，
我们在美国所看到的这些事情
，is due to our trying to do things ourselves，
是因为我们开始心高气傲，以至于我们。信任了自己
，forgetting God，
而忘记了神。
We're strong，
我们曾经强盛。
We're called the most powerful nation in the world，
我们被认为是世界上的最强盛的国家。
We're no longer on our knees，
但是我们却不再跪着，在神面前跪着。
We exclude the Bible from our schools，
我们把圣经从我们的学校当中。
It reminds me so much of the history of Israel.
如果你看到以色列的历史的话
，They came out of Egypt. They were slaves. They had persecution.
当他们刚从埃及出来的时候，他们都是一些奴隶，而且他们也是在受逼迫。
They cried to the Lord for freedom, and He set them free from Pharaoh.
然后他们就呼求神，神就把他们从法老的奴役当中解救出来。
They entered into the promised land.
然后神就带领他们进入了迦南美地。
And they were so very blessed.
然后他们就蒙了极大的祝福。
But then they turned to worship idols.
但是他们之后呢，就从神就离就心就转离了神，而去敬拜偶像。
And just like this king.He was marvelously helped until he was strong.
如同这个乌西亚王，他曾经受神的帮助，变得非常的强盛。然而
，When we're strong, we don't feel any need of God.
然而，当他强盛的时候，往往当我们强盛的时候，我们就不觉得我们需要神。
Joseph told in his testimony this morning how his weakness has made him depend on God.
今天 Joseph 早晨的时候，给我们做的见证，我们看到，就是在他极其软弱的时候，他想到他需要神。
That's a safe place to be in.
这是一个非常安全的 一个位置。
Often prosperity and success can be our downfall.
常常，繁荣和成功却是我们走下坡路的开始。
We trust in our own riches.
因为我们就开始信任我们自己的富足。
Our own power, our own know-how.
我们自己的权势，我们自己的聪明才智。
Our own wisdom.
我们自己的智慧。
We know how to do it without God.
我们好像知道不需要神，我们就知道怎么做事。
And the end is tragic.
那这样的结局就是悲剧。
Many people feel that God has tried to wake up America.
很多人今天都有这个意识说，神需要唤醒美国。
The 9/11 incident.
911就是这样一个事件。
Shook many people.
它震撼了很多的人。
It was like cancer.
就好比好像是癌症一样。
It made us realize we need to turn to God.
它使我们意识到我们需要回到神面前。
And also Katrina's storm.
还有就是卡崔娜2005年的那个卡崔娜的那个大风暴。
I mean, people realize how quickly everything can be gone.
有这么多人眼见好像所有的一切都这么迅速的就过去了。
Our need is always for God.
我们的需要永远是神。
And at this time, we need those of you who love the Lord to pray for our country here.
今天我们需要你们这些爱神的弟兄姐妹来为这个国家祷告。
Jesus says we are the salt of the earth.
耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
It's those Americans who are praying, who are seeking God, who are reaching out for God, who are keeping the country from total destruction.
是那些不断为这个国家祷告的这些基督徒，使得我们这个国家没有经历灾难。
I want you to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 8.
请大家翻到约翰福音第八章。
In our beginning days, we wanted freedom to worship God.
在我们一开始这个建国的初期的时候，我们渴慕自由敬拜神，自由的敬拜神。
But since that time, we have taken that freedom.
但是到后来，美国，我们好像就是要把这个自由拿走。
To do whatever we please.
而是随心所可以让人们随心所欲。
To satisfy our own self.
来满足自我。
To have whatever gives us pleasure.
就是让我们能够随心所欲的享乐。
When I visited Taiwan, Sister Nancy told me how every other corner there's a Buddha.
当我这个去访问台湾的时候，Nancy 姐妹指给我好像在每一个拐角的地方都有一个佛的佛像。
We may not see Buddha image in our country on every corner.
虽然在美国现在在这里可能并不一定在每个拐角上都有一个佛像，
But we have set up other idols.
但是我们却给自己设立了另外一些偶像。
The idols of pleasure.
这个享乐就是其中的一个偶像。
The idols of sports.
还有运动。
And the idols of self.
还有一个自我，这也是一个偶像。
And the idols of our appetite for the flesh.
就是要放纵肉体，这也是。
As you know, there are those who want to legalize homosexual.
你们知道，这里有人要把同性恋合法化。
And just 2 weeks ago, we received an email that there is an attempt to in our laws to keep the minister preacher from speaking against homosexuality. That's a long one, I'm sorry. They're trying to make it a law that that we cannot preach against sin.
就在两个星期以前，我才收到了一个email， 就是这个 email 就是向我们报告说，有人在试图把这个要设定一个法律，就是要禁止这个教会的牧者批评同性恋。
I feel it's the prayers of God's people. The prayers of God's people.
我觉得神子民的祷告
are keeping back the judgment of God.
实际上也是在使得神的审判在不能没有马上降下来。
That's why God calls us the salt of the earth.
这就是为什么神把我们称作世上的光
salt,
世上的盐
salt purifies
因为盐它是洁净东西的
and Christians purify
基督徒他也是要起洁净这个世界的作用
God hears the cries of his people
上帝倾听他子民的呼求
Please pray for us
请你们为我们祷告
Let's look at John chapter 8Verse 32.
让我们翻到约翰福音第八章第三十二节。
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
This is the true freedom that God has for us.
这是神给我们真正的自由。
Whether we're in Taiwan or China or Malaysia or Japan or the USA.
无论我们是在台湾在中国大陆在马来西亚在日本
Jesus Christ offers us freedom
耶稣基督给我们自由
You will know the truth He's the truth
你们要知道晓得真理他就是真理
And that truth will make you free
那个真理就给使你们得自由
Look at verse 33 They answered him and said We be Abraham's seed And we're never in bondage to any man How do you say You will be made free
看他们怎么回应呢这个第三十三节他们回答说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔从来没有是谁的奴隶你怎么说我们必得自由呢
We could say We are US citizens We're not in bondage
我们也可以对自己说我们是美国公民我们从来就没有做任何人的奴隶
Jesus explains verse 34 Jesus answered them Verily, verily, I say unto you Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin
耶稣回答说我实实在在告诉你们所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆
Verse 35 The servant abides not in the house forever but the son abides forever Ever.
第三十五节接着说奴仆不能永远住在家里儿子是永远住在家里
And verse 36 says If the Son therefore make you free You'll be free indeed
三十六节说如果儿子叫你们得自由你们就真的自由了
This is the true freedom
这是真正的自由
What our forefathers wanted for us was freedom
我们的国父我们的先驱是要我们得自由
But true freedom comes from within
但是真正的自由是从里面发出来的
When we are bound by sin we are not free
当我们被罪捆绑的时候我们没有自由
And there's no one that can set me free from sin but Jesus Christ
没有任何人可以把我们从罪中来消除罪的捆绑只有主耶稣基督
He not only forgives my sin,
他不仅赦免我们的罪
but he breaks the power of sin.
他也除去那个罪的那个能力
What bound me no longer binds me.
那曾经捆绑我的就不再捆绑我
I was bound with sin.
我曾经是被罪捆绑
And I'm so grateful that Jesus not only forgave my sin,
我真是充满了感激，耶稣基督不仅仅赦免我的罪，
but he breaks the power of it.
而且他除去那个罪的那个能力。
It no longer has to have control over me.
使得罪不再控制我。
I have been set free by Jesus Christ.
我被主耶稣释放了。
Free to do his will.
我能够自由地去行他的旨意。
Free to love people who don't love me.
我能够自由地去爱那些不爱我的人。
Free to deny myself.
我能够自由地向自己说不。
That's a liberty.
这就是自由。
That's a freedom.
这就是。
That we don't have to obey our flesh.
这就是真正的自由，就是我们不是一定要我们可以不去服从我们的肉体。
Now some people say, well, I've never sinned.
有些人说，我从来没有犯过罪。
That is not honest truth.
这不是一个诚实的。
The scripture tells us all have sinned.
圣经告诉我们，所有的人都是罪。
All, that's all of us.
所有的人。
We've all sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
But Jesus made a way out.
但是耶稣给了我们一条出路。
He said, I will bear your sin on the cross.
他说，我要承担你的罪，我要在十字架上承担你的罪。
I will free you from its power.
我要把你从罪的掌控当中释放出来。
And he also wants to free us from ourselves.
他也要把我们从我们的自我当中释放出来。
He wants to change our natures.
他要改变我们的人性。
He wants to live out his life within us.
他要使我们能够他要把他自己的生命放在我们里面，让我们活出他的生命来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so grateful for that freedom that comes from Christ.
我为这个从主耶稣来的这个自由充满了感激。
Many great Christians have been put into prison and tortured.
有很多基督徒被关到监狱里，被这个严刑拷打。
But they were free.
但是他们是自由的。
Their hearts were free.
因为他们的心是自由的。
And even though they killed them, the martyrs, they were free.
即便是他们的敌人把他们杀死。他们成为寻道者，他们是自由的，因为他们就来到了神的宝座面前。
Paul talks about it in Galatians chapter 5.
保罗说到，又在哥罗西，加拉太书第五章
，at first verse，
第一节。
Okay, got it.Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
And verse 13,
第十三节。
For brethren, you've been called unto liberty.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由。
Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh.
只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
But by love serve one another.
总要用爱心互相服侍。
This is a wonderful freedom and liberty to serve one another.
这实际上是一个极其美好的一个自由，那就是互相服侍。
This is what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
This is his call over his church.
这也是他对他的教会的一个呼召。
That we in love serve one another.
我们以爱互相服侍。
At the beginning of the meeting, Mary was playing, Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
我们在这个我们的聚会结束的时候 ，Mary 会谈这个
Jesus bear the cross alone.
耶稣独自承担十字架。
It's a question.
这是一个问题。
And the answer says no. There's a cross for everyone.
啊，这是一个问题，难道耶稣要独自承担十字架吗？那个回答是不，我们每个人都有一个十字架。
If we are to follow the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们要跟随耶稣基督，
He's a crucified Savior.
他是一个被钉十架的基督。
He has a cross for each one of us to carry.
他对我们每一个人，我们每一个人也都有一个十字架，他给了我们每一个人也都有一个十字架。
The cross is to deny ourselves.
这个十字架就是否定我们的己。生命
cross looks like this, right?
十字架是这样的形状。
That means it's something. This is my will going this way.
这是这个好像就是我要这么走。
But the cross intersects it.
那么这个十字架的这个有一个阻拦。
And we have to cry out with Jesus, not my will, but yours be done.
我们必须要向耶稣呼求，主啊，不要按着我的旨意，乃要按着你的旨意。
My will goes this way.
我的旨意是要这样的方向。
And when I see the cross, it crosses it.
当我们看到这个十字架，它就是从当中就是这个方向。
It calls for self-denial.
它呼召我们。要否定自己的己生命。
But that is true liberty.
但是这却是一个真正的得释放得自由。
That's freedom.
这是自由。
That's the freedom that is within.
它是一个内在的自由。
Freedom not to be controlled by my own self-will.
是一个不被自我辖制的一个自由。
Not to be controlled by my own pride.
不被我自己的骄傲辖制的自由。
Not to be controlled by the lust of my flesh.
不被我肉体的情欲辖制的自由。
And when the Son sets us free, we're free indeed.
当儿子把我们释放得自由，我们的确就会得自由。
And the Holy Ghost comes to free us.
圣灵就是要来释放我们得自由。
We find that when the baptism in the Holy Spirit was poured out, there came a change.
我们发现当圣灵的浸临到我们的时候，我们就经历了一个改变。
The disciples that were so much like us, arguing and in competition and quarreling with each other, who's going to be the best and greatest?
耶稣的门徒其实跟我们都是很像的一些普通人，他们互相争吵，他们要争谁是最大，谁是我们当中最大的。
But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they became different men.
但是当他们圣灵被圣灵充满的时候，他们就成为了另一个人。
And different women.
也是另一个男人和他们就成为另一个男人，另一个女人。
They were set free.
他们被释放，他们自由了。
Free to do the will of God.
自由的去行神的旨意。
Free to deny themselves.
自由的否定自己。
Free to walk with Christ.
自由地与耶稣同行。
To take up their cross and follow Him.
背起自己的十字架，跟随耶稣。
Free to love.
自由地去爱。
And free to serve.
自由地去服侍。
They became servants one of another.
他们变成彼此服侍的仆人。
People said they took notice they had been with Jesus.They took notice that they had been with Jesus.
人们看出他们确确实实曾经与耶稣在一起过。
That's what God wants to do for us.
这就是也是神要在我们身上做的工作。
He wants people to notice that we've been with Him.
他要世人看出我们确确实实曾经与神在一起。
Because we're like Him.
因为我们就像我们像神那样为人行事。
So it's not a freedom on the outward, but inward freedom.
所以不是外在的自由叫人自由，乃是内在的自由叫人自由。
We have many, many Americans that are free to do whatever they want to do today.
我们今天有很多的美国人，好像是自由的，可以随心所欲的去做他们想做的任何事情。
But on the inside, they are bound by sin.
然而在他们的里面，他们却是在罪的奴役之下。
Even our Christian in America are bound by their self.
哪怕就即便是美国的很多的基督徒，都是被他们的自我辖制着。
Jesus offers a liberty.
耶稣提供给我们自由。
He said, "If the Son will set you free, you're free."
他说，如果儿子让你们得自由，你们就自由了。
So let us look to Him, and He will do something glorious in us.
让我们仰望他，让他能够在我们里面做那荣耀的工作。
It's a work of the Holy Ghost.
这是圣灵的工作。
That we can be changed.
圣灵使我们被改变。
We don't have to be the same.
我们不需要像老总是像救我的。
My husband and I were praying, "Oh Jesus, we don't want to go away from this conference the same as we came."
我的先生跟我说，哦，我们不要，我们走的时候要跟我们来的时候不一样。
We want to be changed.
我们要被改变。
So let's look to Him to change us. Thank you for your patience and thank you for your prayers for our country. We need them. We need them. I have that hope that... forgot my translator.
Okay. 所以让我们让他来改变我们。谢谢大家为这个国家的祷告。我们需要主耶稣。
Remember, God made a covenant with Abraham.
记得，神与亚伯拉罕立约。
Made a covenant with David.
他也与大卫王立约。
He said, "There'll always be someone to sit if your son to sit on the throne."
他对大卫王的立约说，你的子孙要永远要在王位上有你的子孙。
That was a hard covenant for God to keep.
这是一个非常难守的约。
Because there were so many wicked and evil kings.
因为在历史上，以色列的历史上有这么多邪恶的王。
Even in Judah.
即便是在犹大的国家里，古犹大王也有很多的邪恶的王。
But God kept a remnant.
但是神却保存了他的余民。
There was a little group.
有一小群的人。
Even though he sent them into captivity with the Babylonians.
虽然神使他们被俘巴比伦。
He remembered his covenant.
他却仍然记得这个约。
And he brought them back to the promised land.
他又把他们从巴比伦带回到应许地。
So I have that hope in my heart.
所以我就一直有着这个信念和盼望。
That we will return to the faith of our fathers.
我们要回到我们国父、我们祖先的那个信仰当中。
Even though God has to send judgment.
即便是神给我们带来一些审判。
It's because He's a loving father.
因为他是一个爱的父亲。
He has to correct us.
他要矫正我们。
But I have faith that He will remember our founding fathers' prayers.
但是我有一个信念，他会记住我们的建国的国父的他们的祷告。
And He will turn our hearts back to Him.
他要把我们的心转变我们的心，让我们的心重新向着他。主耶稣，求你使我们得自由。
Out of our bondage into that glorious light.
主耶稣，求你把我们带出那个束缚，进入你那光明的荣耀。
Make us whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
因为儿子说你要得自由，我们就确确实实要得自由了。
Amen. Set us free to worship you.
让我们自由，让我们能够在自由中敬拜你。
Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah. Reverend David Eames, would you come forward? I'm going to ask Reverend Eames, another fellow American, if he would pray for our country this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we're so thankful that we can be here together.
亲爱的神，我们存着感恩的心，极其感恩的心，我们能够在这里聚集。
Dear Lord, we're so thankful for your wonderful promises, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst.
求你感谢你，亲爱的神，给我们这样一个极大的应许，也就是当两三个人在一起的时候，你就在我们当中。
Dear Lord, we want to join our hearts together and pray for the United States of America.
亲爱的神，我们要把我们的心都连在一起，我们要为美国来祷告。
Dear Lord, you know, O God, the problems that we have.
亲爱的神，你知道我们所面临的这些问题。
You know how that there has come a flood of evil into our country.
你看到有一个邪恶的势力在进入我们的国家。
And those of us who love you and those of us who want to serve you,
那些爱你的和愿意侍奉你的人。
Realize that, oh God, we need revival.
都认识到我们需要复兴。
We need revival in our hearts.
我们在需要一个我们自己内心的复兴。
We need revival in our schools.
我们在学校，我们需要学校里复兴。
We need revival in the marketplace.
我们需要在市场的做生意的地方也要复兴。
But most of all, Lord, we need revival in our churches.
可是最最需要的复兴就是在我们的教会。
And so we do pray, my God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon the United States of America.
所以我们祈祷，求你把你的圣灵大大的浇灌到美国。
We pray, O God, that you would cause us to repent in the name of Jesus.
我祈祷，神啊，求你使美国忏悔。
We pray, my God, that you might give us a heart of desire that the will of God would be done in this country.
我们祈祷，求你给我们把一个意念放在我们心里，把使我们要行你的旨意。
We remember that promise in 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. If my, go ahead.
如果我的子民，以我的名祷告。
And turn from their wicked ways.
从他们的罪中转回转。
And confess their sin to me.
认他们的罪。
Then the Lord promises, I will hear their prayer.
那神就应许。
And I will forgive their sin.
我要倾听他们的祷告，我要赦免他们的罪。
And I will heal the land.
我就要医治这个土地。
And so we pray, my God, that you might heal us and heal our country.
所以我祷告，神，求你医治我，医治我们，医治我们的国家。
Help us to burn for you and be a light for you.
来帮助我们能够作为一个被你燃烧的光。
We look to you, my God, for the leaders of our country.
我们仰望你，把我们国家的领袖也仰望在你的手里。
We pray, my God, for the president of our country.
我们为我们的总统来祷告。
We pray for the leaders and pray that you might give them wisdom and understanding, my God.
我们祷告，求你给我们的国家的领袖给他们聪明智慧。
We're just so thankful, my God, that we can pray, that we do have this freedom still.
我们为着说我们现在能够自由的向你祷告，为这个来感谢。
But we recognize, my God, that it is a precious thing.
但是我们也认识到这是一个极其宝贵的一个权利。
And that if we're not careful, it could be taken away from us.
因为如果我们不小心的话，我们这个权利就有可能被人夺走。
Dear Lord, we pray, O God, you might show us great mercy in these days.
亲爱的神，我们祷告，求你把你的怜悯加在我们身上。
Hallelujah.
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 Oh God, we look to you today.
Oh, 神，今天我们要仰望你。
And we praise you and we thank you.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
And we pray in that wonderful name, the name of Jesus.
我们也以那宝贵的名，耶稣基督来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣，你来是要叫我们得真理。
Jesus, you come to give us truth.
愿你真理的话语 进到这个国家所有每一个人的心中，释放我们心从享乐，从肉体的情欲，以及可从各种自我的坚固营垒，把我们的心都释放出来。主啊，愿你进到我们每一个人的心里，成为我们心中真正的王。是像你生命的光来照透我们每一个人的心。主啊，让你这光，生命的光，成为我们心中的悔改的力量。
Lord, may your heart become the power that brings us repentance.
主啊，让我们让这本圣经的话语再回到每一所在美国的学校里。
Lord, may the Bible return to the school.
让这些话语成为每一个孩子生命的根基。
May this word become the foundation of every children.
因此我们要奉耶稣基督的名宣告，主啊，你圣经的这本书要再回到每一个美国的学校，成为这个国家立国的根基。
Therefore, we declare in Christ Jesus' name that the Bible will return to the school and become the foundation, and become the foundation of this country.
我们也要奉主耶稣的名宣告，立在纽约港口那个自由女神像的光，乃是基督生命的光，要再回到每一个美国人的心中。
We also declare in Christ Jesus' name that the statues of freedom in New York will become the light of Jesus and bright and lighten everyone's heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主啊，因为你已经在加略山得胜了，你十字架的大能也要进到这个国家每一个人的生命中，来掳亮所有仇敌一切的作为。
Lord, you have overcome, you have win the victory in Calvary, and the freedom and the light of your freedom will enter every heart and make us free.
因此，我们要与所有爱主的美国人，以及所有在这个国家的所有爱神的人一起同声宣告，我们要一起践踏仇敌，因为你已经得胜了。主啊，这个国家你起初在立国的根基，要再夺回他们立国的根基，如同他们的国父、他们的先祖，主啊，宣告你是他们的王一样，你要再回到这里所有的每一个百姓，以及他们的无数的下一代的儿童的身上，要成为这个国家的王。
Yes, dear Lord, you will declare that you will become the king of this country.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, because you tell us if we fear you,
你的慈爱要直到千代万代。
Your loving kindness will endure forever.
因此主他们的祖先踏上这个国土时候，在你面前所做的所有的祷告你都纪念。
Therefore, you remember the prayer of the ancestor of this country.
因着他们的圣洁，因着他们的敬虔。
Because of their pure heart and their devotion.
你的慈爱要从他们直到他们的千代万代。
Your loving kindness will endure till the thousand generations.
赞美你，因为你是信实的神，这话语要应验在美国的下一代以及下千代万代的子孙的身上。
Praise you because you are a faithful God. Your word will be fulfilled in the thousand generation of the next generation of this country.
你要再做住他们心中真正的王。
You will be the king in their heart.
而将所有的自我旨意，所有的享乐和放纵肉体情欲，通通赶逐出去。
I want to get out of all the self-indulgence and let all this self-indulgence to be get out of my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美你，赞美你。
Thank you, Jesus.
赞美你，你是如此的信实可靠，因为我们有这样的信心。
You are so faithful, and you remember our faith.